empowered to be children of the Father. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John chapter 1, 10-13. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 23, 9. Drawn to the Father through Jesus. No man can come to me, except the Father who has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that has heard and has learned of the Father, comes unto me. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God, he has seen the Father. John chapter 6, 44-46. Loved by the Father. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that everyone who believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. John chapter 3, 16-17. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments, and keep them, he it is that loves me. And he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. John chapter 14, 20-21. Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man loves me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. John chapter 14, 23-26. Sought out to worship the Father. Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour comes, when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem, worship the Father. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. John chapter 4, 21-23. Kept by the Father. My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. John chapter 10, 27-30. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your own name those whom you have given me, that they may be one, as we are. John chapter 17, 11. Honored by the Father. Whoever loves his life will lose it, but whoever hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If any man serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serves me, him will my Father honor. John chapter 12, 25-26. Called to glorify the Father. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 5, 16. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you, continue you in my love. John chapter 15, 8-9. Called to be like the Father. But to those of you who will listen, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. If someone strikes you on one cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone takes your cloak, do not withhold your tunic as well. Give to everyone who asks you, and if anyone takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, Do good to them, and lend to them, expecting nothing in return. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Luke chapter 6, 28-36.